survey is and puts it to urinate on the lawn.
That was
so
your
he goes like this. In the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch it's mashma. That's mutter because it's acidy and it destroys the produce. But Mishmur comes along and Mishmur says he has a steer and smacks. Therefore he says there's a difference between in one spot or sprinkling it out. Comes on the Aruch HaShulchan and he's very upset. He says, because you have a kasha there, you created a new halacha over here. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, we follow the Aruch HaShulchan, that it's mutter. But this sefer over here follows the Mishnah Berurah that says that it's possible.
Okay, that's the mutter.
What? Okay, my samuta, but don't do it because for other reasons.
Also,
Mishum Malacha Zayt Laham Ben Prochem by Amfe Ilan Sheesh Ben Prochem Ben Maim. So now I have flowers, right? My guests brought me flowers, but they didn't come early enough for me to put them in the water, or they came early enough for me to put them in the water. I was busy. I did not put them into water. Can I put them into water on Shabbos?
Yeah.
So the halacha is that some flowers, these flowers are bad, so not going, they're not growing. They're cut off from the ground. So what's wrong with keeping them alive?
What do you mean? We just said anything that helps it grow.
Soraya is helping it grow.
Growing more.
So what happens is many of these flowers have their clothes, and when you put them in water, they open up.
So what is growing? Maybe growing just means not dying.
Oh, but passes. The Shmar as a Kaya, we find many times the Shmar that keeps something the way it is not a it's a malach.
Creativity
and something being created. So he says over here that you have to be careful taking these flowers, talking about cut flowers. Someone brings you flowers for Shabbos, you've got to put it into the water. So he says that if by putting them into the water, it's going to cause it to open up the rose, whatever it may be, to open up, that's not allowed. But Malkam Sheikh Shash Gitel, in a case where there's no shash of any growth, as Machal Kamenu Kba Omgumi Boydian B'mayim. Now, Allah is as follows, and this is negated to the Dalit meaning. Some people take their full meaning and they put it into a pail of water. Now, the question is as follows, can I do that on Shabbos? So there's another halacha that Chazal did not want you to go fill up a container of water and put your flowers into because of tircha. Think about back in the days, they didn't have faucets in your kitchen where you just turn on and off and waste water. You had to go out there and draw the water and bring it home. So it's a tircha. So they didn't want you doing it because of tircha. So therefore, if it was in the water already from before Shabbos and just fell out of the water, so I'm allowed to return it to the water. But if it was not in the water, as I said, we don't want you putting it into water. But there's a connection to this. Let's say I have a bottle of water. I have bottled water, or whatever it is.
Pond spring,
or the best dimension.
Right.
So then I can take the flowers and stick it into that bottle. Okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow.